This is Cork City on Culture Night. I'm holding the phone out the window of the car. It is, actually. It probably is illegal to hold the phone out of the car up on the roof. I better put it down on top of a glove here on the dashboard. I wish I'd had charge in my iPhone during the last hour, because I've had the most wonderful experience in the English Market in Cork City tonight. There's loads and loads of traffic down here on what's called the South Mall and whatever this place is called. I'm actually on my way out to Ballincollig to meet Smarter Egg, Aidan Enright, on his birthday, to be exact. But the people I've met, let me just close up here, because I mean, it's one thing to hear music out the top of the car, but it's another thing to hear a load of cars pumping out diesel fumes or whatever they pump out. Anyway, back to the centre of Cork City. I mean, I'm just going to tell you who I met. One, you know, in no particular order. I met a client of mine. In fact, the best client I've ever had, who paid me in advance in cash before I did the job. A wonderful, wonderful Polish guy. I know, but he really is great. And I haven't seen him in ages, and I thought he'd fallen off the planet. And at the same time as I meet him, I meet my business partner, who I had lots of contact with today, a lot of it on the telephone as well. So, and these two people, a Polish guy and a South African guy, know each other, it turns out. I didn't realise that. Then I'm standing at the fish stall, going to meet the O'Connell's fish man, who I do know, and think is wonderful. But I go to meet him, and I run into two Dutch people. In fact, they might have been three Dutch people in the end, but here's the story that one of them told me. In Mesopotamia, eons ago, gears were invented. This is the connection between Mesopotamia and Holland, Netherlands, Dutch people. Anyway, the gears led to the windmills. The windmills led to cutting wood quicker than by saws, led to producing boards, led to producing ships, led to producing trade. And therein lies the Mesopotamian connection with Holland. I can't wait to tell the human and kind guys who share a building, an office, a headquarters with my business, our business, that story. And then who comes along but Rudy, the most extraordinary photographer who works with Polaroid. I haven't seen him in about 2 years. Rudy is I forget his second name even, but he looked in rude health, and he is an astonishing photographer. The last time I probably photographed him, it was with John Minahan beside him, I think. It was another Irish, but this guy is, Rudy is the kind of guy, you know, goes in for pinhole photography and, you know, holding on to the tradition of the ancient photographic arts, which some photographers will appreciate. In other words, he's a pre-digital beast, really. Anyway, just to meet him again. And then I meet another man on the stairs as I'm walking up towards, back to my car. And they're all men, aren't they, really? I met a lot of men, that's right. There was a Dutch woman among them. But it's been a super time, I have to say. A really super time in the centre of the city, because all these weird connections all flooding in, people knowing each other. And then Mike Collins comes along. Mike Collins, the persuasive Mike, the guy who, you know, coaches people on how to make absolutely drop-dead, moving presentations. And I meet him and his wife, who I don't know, and she was wonderful, and I'm going to this birthday party, so It's just, I'm feeling, you know, I had earlier on today one of those days where, you know, you're pushing the river up the mountain. And today, this evening, it's a bit like being given a shower, actually, a hot shower when you badly need it. I've been, you know, surrounded by the people in the English Market and on the streets of Cork. And it really has been. In fact, to be truthful, I have to say I've had times when I have had a kind of love affair with Cork. That means that I've been out of love with Cork in the past at times. But on an evening like this, I have to say, there's nowhere that I'd prefer be in the whole world than in Cork on this particular evening. Yeah, thanks for listening. It really is superb. And just
when I thought it couldn't get any better, I get back to my car and, you know, get a little bit of charge into the iPhone, and I find a tweet from Red Dave 14, David O'Connell. And he photographed me. He wouldn't even come up to me and say hello, but he photographed me and put it out there on Twitter, you know, to say he saw me in the English Market. And he's just lovely. I mean, he just really does make you feel that you belong to more than you belong to communities, you know. Anyway, thanks to Twitter, thanks to Dave, thanks to the Audio Boo, and I just feel kind of like it's one of those occasions when gratitude is a way of life. Thank you.